The draw gives one more point.
The draw opened the distance from 5 to 6 points to the first, and one match less to play. So I can look at the game in two perspectives. The first one is the result of the game, and say that we are not happy with the point at home. The second perspective is to look at the table in the Premier League, and we have 1 point more to the second that we had yesterday.
Southampton's goal came from the penalty spot. My feeling is Matic got the ball, not the man. What's your feeling?
My feeling is not important, and your feeling is not important too. So it's quite difficult, especially for me to comment. I have to laugh a little bit. I don't know if it was the last time, but last season Mr. Dean was here, the referee, against Sunderland, and today he comes and he gives that penalty that changed the game. So, but no comment.
Okay, if you can't comment on that, what about some 5-10 minutes later when Ivanovic's, the back of his calf seemed to be touched by Tadic, he went down? I mean, for me, if one penalty is given, the other is. Do you agree with me? I know you're laughing now, but do you agree with me on that?
You know why I laugh? I laugh because before I come here to speak with you, radios, I was on Sky, and I ask what's the opinion of their specialists about the penalties. I was not asked. I asked, and he told me that the opinion is that the penalty against us is clear. So now I come here, and you tell me this. You make me laugh. You make me laugh, but I'm not laughing of you.
I'm glad that we get on anyway. Listen, finally, how do you see the title race? Is it yours to lose now, after this weekend?
You know, we have a 6 points lead, and we have one match in hand, and we have 10 matches to play, and other teams, they have 9 matches to play. So we are speaking about 27 points that the opponents can win, and we have an advantage of 6 points. So open, difficult, but our situation is very good.
Jose, was that the performance you were looking for after Wednesday night?
The second half, yes. And the beginning of the game was something that I could expect. After the penalty and the 1-1, the team felt it. And until the end of the first half, we lost a little bit of our control and our confidence. In the second half, especially after Ramirez came, we got the stability. We stopped their counterattack. Ramirez's position and his intensity and his vision killed completely Mane, and all the football was counterattacking in these two target men, Mane and Long. And after that, Southampton stay back and back and back and back, and we had control of the game. We pushed very, very well and strong. We had a few occasions to win the game, but we didn't.
The two goalkeepers played key parts, Thibaut in the first half and Fraser Forster in the second.
Yeah, the goalkeepers are there for that. So sometimes when people say this result is because the goalkeeper did very well, I always ask, isn't the goalkeeper part of the team? Is he there to save or is he there to concede? So they did their job.
You've got an international break coming up after the next round of matches, Jose. Is that coming at a good or a bad time, given the week that Chelsea have just had?
For me, bad time, because in this moment we have one match per week to play. I would like to go in that sequence of match after match, week after week. It's not good, the fact that the players go to international football.
You said in your pre-match press conference and in your notes that this is the group of players that will win the league. Is that something you've been saying to the players in the dressing room, and are they comfortable with the pressure that comes with a statement like that?
I think they are fine, and today they show me they are completely fine. Everybody in this league would like to be in our position, that's for sure.